You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Sessions with Spirit with Gene Rowe.
Gene Rowe.
Live from Facebook.com/Tarot Readings by Gene Rowe.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Sessions with Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Everyone, my name is Jean Rose, aka the Infamous JJ. Welcome to the 17th episode of Sessions with Spirit. Tonight, I figured we would kick off with an oracle card. One of my favorite oracles of all time are the Seasons of the Witch series. In fact, I happen to have all of them. I may have even pre-ordered the one that is being released May 7th. Lorraine Anderson is a fabulous artist, and honestly, her vision with the cards is something that is heartfelt to me. It is, and tonight I figured we would start things off with a card from the Beltane Oracle, and this is, of course, what the deck looks like. It is so gorgeous. I have the Samhain, I have the Yule, Mabin, yes, all of those that have been released thus far I own. So I'm really proud of that. Tonight's card is going to be Maiden, and it is card number 22. It says, demand what is yours and take back what was taken. Reclaim until you've gathered all of you. Basically, stepping in your power. Now, I know when we hear that sentence, it's like, oh, okay, like I'm going to step in my power. But when we really dig our heels in and stand 10 toes deep, I think that's when push comes to shove, we realize that we can rely on ourselves. You know, the card also says, take back what was taken. Do we often go through experiences in life where we experience great loss? Yes. Are those experiences always able to be undone? Unfortunately, no. But that is where and when we need to step in our power. And that's really the lesson to walk away with. You know, if you're going to think of anything, you always want to think, and I hate to say it, but the positive. Guys, remember, we create 90% of our reality by what we think, say, and even do. If we repeat negative behaviors, then like attracts like, and we're going to get negative outcomes. That's definitely something that I want to stay away from. So hopefully you'll join me on this crazy roller coaster of trying to reset our thoughts. This spring, I'm going to be, and I'm talking spring of 2025, guys, I'm going to be doing a manifesting workshop. Originally, it was set for January of this year. However, I needed to push it back probably about 18 months due to the show. It was an unexpected opportunity, so I had to take it. I'm just so glad I did, because now I get to spend this wonderful time with you. In fact, guys, let's take our first caller. Let's begin with Annette from Toronto. Annette, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, love. How's the weather by you?
Pardon me?
How's the weather by you?
It's getting better. It's a little chilly, but it's getting better.
I totally understand that. I was hoping for a warmer day, and we happened to get one today because it's been a little chilly here. I'm down in the States. So, yeah, and I'm in the Midwest, Ohio, to be specific. So, yeah, we get
okay,
some.
So you have, it's the same weather, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, today was a little bit warmer. But before that, it was kind of chilly,
right,
which was weird because we had those few days where it was like 70 degrees. It was so beautiful out. The sun was shining. It was warm. You know, you were able to just kind of go out not having to wear, like, you know, all these thick winter clothes. I don't know. It was just, I like the warmer weather. I'm a summer baby. What are we going to be reading on tonight?
Yeah. Matt? Oh, sorry, what was that?
What would you like to read on tonight?
I would like to read on a situation I have. I'm dealing with a medical issue. I started going to the gym, but I'm having issues with my trainer. I'm just wondering what's going on with that. He keeps pulling. We still have, like, our dates set, our workout dates, but he's pulling away in counseling. I'm just wondering what's going on.
Oh, okay. Do you happen to know if they're going through some issues at home?
I don't. He did say he was going through something. He didn't elaborate what it was.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what's going on, no.
I wouldn't take it personal. It's more so things that are outside of, like, their control. I feel like they're very overwhelmed, and it's kind of like they don't know what direction to, like, if they're coming or going. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's, like, even running late for appointments or doing, like, no call, no show, or just, oh, like, showing up 20 minutes late, doing things like scattered. I don't want to say and be dramatic, like, oh, his whole world fell apart. Because for one, that's really not, like, the reading that we're doing, you know, that would be more so a relationship reading on him and his significant other. The Wheel of Fortune fell. This was, and I feel like it was a pop-up thing. It wasn't something that's been ongoing. If the Wheel of Fortune fell upright, then I would think, okay, this is a matter of time. This is building up. This, they were not working towards this direction, but they were definitely, it was like a runaway train. Then we have the Prince of Wands. That card also fell reversed. That's going to refer to a lack of movement. I would say possible breakup. Only reason is because then the next card is the Ten of Swords, and that refers to a disappointment or a betrayal. Do you know if they're married?
Me, no.
Okay. I'm just saying because the Justice card is the last card, and that could deal with, like, you know, legal stuff. Like, so divorce, sale of a house, something like that. I wouldn't take it personal.
Okay. So just give it time and let it work itself out, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely.
Because I know he's at the gym. I know he's actually there. I don't know why he's canceling all the appointments, though.
I don't feel as though you're the only one that he's canceling with.
Okay.
I don't. I'll even pull extra cards. Yeah, the Empress, the Five of Swords, he's setting boundaries. Everything is scattered. You got the Four of Wands reversed. So just like home life is kind of chaotic and hectic. I think he's screwing up his schedule a lot.
Okay.
Does that make sense in it?
Yeah, it does. Because he did say he was going through some stuff. He didn't elaborate, and, you know, I didn't need him to.
Yeah.
It's just because we've been working out for a year and a half, and this is the first time he started acting like this. So at first I thought it was me.
No, it truly isn't. I could definitely see why you would think it was you, but it's really stuff that's personal to him that's just going on at home.
Okay.
You're not the only one that he's, like, kind of not showing up for. So don't take it personally. Love, I am a straight shooter when it comes to readings. I don't know if you've seen my show before. I don't, you know, kind of tiptoe around things. I deliver things with couth and with class, but I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what the cards say. The cards are revealing that his home life, because even the Four of Wands, that card fell reversed. If it fell upright, it would refer to house or home. When it falls reversed, that's going to take on a completely different meaning. Meaning, well, the foundation, the stability, everything is messed up. It's up in the air, if you will. You know, so with that going, that energy going on at home, I wouldn't be surprised if he was not sleeping. If, you know, even his eating habits, despite him being a trainer, I think he's just doing like the bare minimum. And that's it. He might be up at the gym and you might see him with another client or two, but that doesn't mean that he has all of his stuff together.
Okay. Is there a timeline do you see for him, like for this to work itself out?
Unfortunately, no, I don't. But I don't see why you couldn't, you know, kind of say something to him.
Yeah, just, he's not very responsive right now. He's, when he responds, it's very minimal.
Okay. I mean, you also have the choice to get like a new trainer if you wanted. But if you want to stick with him, especially if you're comfortable, which I can completely understand, you know, then I would definitely ride things out or have a conversation with him. But I'm definitely feeling like it's home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't take it.
At least I know it's not me.
No, yeah, love, don't. I know it's like, okay, no, really, he had card. There's 78 cards in a tarot deck. No two cards are alike. All the cards confirmed each other. It's all about his home life and things not going like in a peaceful or harmonious way. Things are falling apart. He got the Ten of Swords. That card is all about conflict. It's all about betrayal. It's about disappointment. Something falling apart. You know, yeah, the suit itself reminds us to be logical, but it signifies conflict still. So some sort of conflict at home. That would be my professional opinion, hands down.
Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're so welcome. Do you want me to pull you an oracle as well?
Oh, yes, please.
No problem. Any excuse to use one of her decks? The artist is, again, Lorraine Anderson, and I love her. She makes the Seasons of the Witch decks, and they're so beautiful. I just adore them. I'm using the Beltane deck tonight, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. The artistry, the messages, it's really amazing. Your card was Primal Love, and that card says there is no other way around but through the very truth that lives within you. I think, and even taking this instance as an example, seeing the situation for what it is, how automatically maybe you assume or take on responsibility for a situation not working out. It's not always your fault. You're not always the reason. So understanding that and taking that on is truth.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. Beautiful card. Absolutely. This is what it looks like. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. Well,
you're
giving
so
me a lot
welcome.
Of clarity, at least.
I'm sorry, what? Okay. All right.
No, I was just saying that it clears up a lot of stuff. Because, I mean, for 3 weeks, it's been on and off and just excuse after excuse. And, like, at this point, it's just like, man, just get it together.
I know. I hear that. I definitely hear that. I would just stay patient, stay constant, and if things get to be too much, then definitely reach out to him.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
You're so welcome, Annette. You take care.
Okay, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Up next, we have Cheryl. Cheryl, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hey, love, how are you?
I'm not too bad.
I'm glad to hear that. What are we going to be reading on this evening?
I guess about the future. what's coming up.
Oh, okay. I like that. So I'm going to pull in a general sense, and that way the cards are not programmed to one specific area, and anything and everything can come up.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Definitely the start of a new chapter. Are you expecting like money or the start of like a financial opportunity?
Just like the hundreds of millions of others praying for the lotto.
No, this is the start of something. It may not have happened. Well, obviously we're reading on future. So, but you got the Princess of Pentacles. The princess would be the equivalent to a page. Pages refer to the start or beginning of something new. It's going to be a decision you have to make. It's going to be the closing of one chapter and the beginning of another. I feel like that's going to lead you into an easier financial position. I'm not saying you're going to be a millionaire. I'm not saying it's going to be the lotto. Though I'm not claiming those things, because I believe there's right. power in words. So I would never say, oh, you know, as they say, never say never. But even with the first card, you're positioning and trying to plan your future, you know, overall. Even, are you working?
Right now, no, but
okay.
I'm on.
Are you like between, okay. Been trying to figure out, especially like budget, how things are going to go, what direction things are going to move in, what pace they're going to move at. That I feel is going to be, if it's not already, a focus. So future focus, yep. even now. The next card yep. was the Death card. Now, when I say that, just hear me out, because I know the title can be a little daunting and people are like, and it's like, no, wait. It's actually my favorite card, or one of my favorite cards in the deck. And the reason being is because it represents the ending of one chapter and the birth of another. So that renewal, that fresh start, that like, oh wait, like things are looking up. That type of energy. That, like I said before, you're going to have to make a decision because you have the Two of Swords, and that's going to refer to, and it fell reversed. So instead of being indecisive, I feel like you're going to know exactly what direction you're going to want to move in, what you're going to want, what you're going to want your outcome to be, which I feel is a big thing as well. Followed by that Princess of Pentacles. The Pentacles is the money suit. That's why I asked about money right off the bat. Yeah.
Okay.
So you got a money card in your reading,
That's
which
good.
I thought was fantastic. You did. Yes, you did. So, and it was the... It wasn't just a money card, it was the money card. The only thing that would have been better was the ace. But with the ace, that's just unexpected. It could represent just once. The page, that could be an ongoing financial opportunity. So say even like part-time work or full-time, whatever you kind of, like I said, whatever direction you want to move in, it's going to be okay. a want to. It's not going to be a have to. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. If anything, get excited. Yeah. I pulled an extra card for you. So you have a total of 7 cards. First off, the 5th card was the 10 of Cups. So you have a situation that comes to a sense of completion, happiness, contentment, and joy. You know, even that financial relief, that ability to kind of take a deep breath, followed by the 6 of Cups, that childlike joy, that kind of innocence, that nostalgia, that like, oh, okay, like, you know, when times were easier, it's kind of like going back to that where you were more carefree, okay? And then the yep. final card was the Sun. That I always refer to as a power card. Reason being is because it just kind of refers to the ultimate. You not only got the Sun, but remember earlier on in the reading, you also got that beautiful 10 of Cups. And
right.
the Sun card is essentially going to be the 10 of Cups on steroids. So you received both of, yes, that's the best way to describe it. It's a power card. I call it a power card because it just refers to the ultimate. Everything with the 10 of Cups, multiply it. Multiply it.
Okay.
And you receive both. So I think, you know, things are going to definitely take a turn for the better for you in the way or the regard where emotionally, and even physically, I feel like you won't feel as exhausted or drained. And that's just because you're emotionally taxed. you know, you won't have that. So it's going to ease up. And then, like I said, you have that beautiful start of that financial opportunity. So definitely look forward to the future and the things that you have coming towards you.
That's fabulous.
Uh-huh. Thank you, love.
Yeah.
I would suggest timeline, love. I would say maybe up to the next 6-9-ish months.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not going to be long. Even in the summer, because even we have the sun, that corresponds to the sign of Leo, that's July, August. I would even say by that time, you're going to feel and see a significant difference. May not be all the way, but definitely a significant difference.
That'd be fantastic.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so glad, my love. No problem.
Thank you very, very much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Love, you take care, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate
it. No problem. No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, how sweet. Oh, my gosh. Guys, we are going to do one reading from a follower of mine. And this is going to go out to, of course, Rich. Hey, Rich. Hey, Loreline. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I am going to pull in a general sense, love. Okay. Oh, so much better. Okay, so in regards to the first card, you have a gain. It was the Five of Pentacles and it fell reversed. If it fell upright, we would be having a different conversation because then it would refer to loss or fear of loss, specifically financial, because it is from the Pentacles suit. Pentacles do refer to money and material things. We also have the next card being Justice. That card can refer to a few different things. One being like legal proceedings, things like that, legal documentation. But then also it can signify balance. The card that fell after was the Four of Wands. I think definitely finding that balance, finding that steady place, that zen, is going to be extremely important. Watch your stress level. And then that is not about like, you know, oh, watch out. Guys, I don't invoke fear. That's not my job. I'm just saying I feel like overall, it's almost like you're kind of worried that, oh, what if this happens or what if that? No, just kind of take a step back, take a deep breath, regroup. And that way you don't have that constant fear of what could be or waiting for the other shoe to drop. The fourth card is the Eight of Pentacles, and that card is going to refer to things manifesting and coming to fruition. So great things are going to continue to go on ahead for you. And let me pull a couple more. The Six of Pentacles, that's going to be money coming in. And then, of course, followed by the beautiful Strength card. The Strength card is going to relate to being brave, exercising courage. It also corresponds to the zodiac sign of Leo. So taking on that energy, you know, that Leo-like mentality, that confidence, even that like kind of zest for life, just that energy. And you want to stick with that. I definitely hope that this resonates with you and just kind of gives you a little bit of peace about things. I know sometimes these are the types of readings I will do for myself. And sometimes you get the best insight with them. You really do. Just it's simple. Be is simplistic. Don't overcomplicate things. And that goes for anything in life. Don't overcomplicate. Let's pull a card for the weekend. Really quick. I know I am coming down to my last few minutes. And guys, of course, if you like my style of reading, don't forget to contact me. The ways to do so will be below. It is a Facebook page. And in there as well, you'll find my link tree on that page as well. So the card for the weekend is going to be milk and butter. Like the silk of one's flesh, I am the giver, I am your eternal. This card is all about gratitude, staying in the moment, being present. No matter what you do this weekend, definitely make sure that you're staying present and you're not allowing yourself to be distracted. Always make sure you do this, you know, even if it's just for a little while a day. And start small, guys. Like I said, don't overcomplicate it. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't start with an hour. when it really, in reality, you need to start with 5 minutes. You know, start small. Do what you can. You know, that's how I do it. So I hope that helps. Guys, tonight's episode was absolutely fabulous. We knocked 3 readings out of the park. It was a joy for me, as always. You have no idea. I truly love coming out every single week and doing this show. It really is the highlight for me. Don't forget, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. on Facebook, I'll be hosting the weekly show, Coffee and Cards with JJ. So if you would like to join me, like I said, it'll be 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook. Just find me on my business page. Don't forget to follow. And of course, as always, set notifications to favorite so you never miss out on a deal or a live. Guys, I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. I know I did. I thought this was absolutely fantastic. Don't forget, we just had the full moon. So continue to take it easy on yourselves. Don't be so hard, no matter what you're doing in life, guys. Don't hold yourself under a microscope or a magnifying glass, constantly picking out your flaws and the things you shouldn't do, or the things you aren't doing, or the things you should be doing. Don't do that. Take that step back. Love yourself instead, and really embrace the things that you're doing and the things also that you're capable of doing. Manifest it. As I always say, buy the shoes, get the purse. I just live by that motto. I really do. I'm not kidding, guys. I really, truly, my wife and I really do. She loves shoes and other purses. So it's perfect. It's perfect. We just, that's how we live. Guys, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. I don't mean to keep repeating myself. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Happy Friday for everyone tomorrow. I know my Friday is Saturday, so I'm excited for that, of course. But to all of you, happy weekend. I know tonight is the last real night of the week. So enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Okay? You guys take care, be blessed, and as always, I will see you soon.